Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Preds, a couple of trades today. So we thought we'd call Christopher Martel, get him back in the mix. We hadn't talked to him in, I don't know, 24 hours.
It's been a while, guys.
You totally blew it on your two prediction for power play goals.
Two power play goals. They only got one, but they broke an 0-for-34. And I was with you, Martel. I thought they were about to have another one. Almost snuck one through.
I had someone that was on my Twitter feed, and they said they score a second power play goal, I will buy you a beer. And I was going to hold them to that. I was getting ready to hold them to it. I thought they were going to get the second one. They only got one, but the fact of the matter is they broke an 0-for-34 streak. And the power play looked really, really good last night circulating around. So hopefully with the additions they've made today, it can really help bolster them in the next few games.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Still no Turris. He's closed. But what was different about the power play last night?
I think the biggest thing that was different about the power play last night is they were getting bodies in front of the goaltender. I know Pickard had done a really good job through the first couple of power plays, but they really circulated guys in front of him in the direct slot. They were getting the puck move. They continued the puck movement. They didn't just keep it stagnant on the defensive point. They made sure to keep it moving left and right, and they were making the entire penalty kill for for Arizona just go back and forth across the ice. And that's what you want to do. You want to keep that movement going, but you also want bodies in front of the goaltender to make sure that if you're going to get a shot off, keep the goaltender's vision screened, give it a better chance to get past him.
I like that they got the groove back at home, and I also like they don't often win when they don't score first, and they did last night.
No, they really don't win when they don't score first. And as soon as Nashville had a bunch of really early chances to take advantage and capitalize. And my whole thing is anytime they have chances and they don't capitalize, I'm sitting here going, you know, it's just a matter of time before their team is going to score. And Arizona cashes in that goal after just a weird sequence on the other end where the puck went off Pickard's head and it bounced on top of the goal. And then they came over and they somehow miraculously got the puck in front of Rene and got it past him. And I'm sitting here going, it's going to be one of those games. But Nashville ends up scoring four out of the next five goals to win 5-2, five of the next six goals to win 5-2. And it was good to see them win on home ice when they've had so many struggles as of late.
We'll get to Brian Boyle, Christopher, but tell us about Cody McLeod, bringing him back. How does that benefit them?
I think the biggest benefit that they're going to receive from Cody McLeod is his presence in the locker room. David Poyle has just been adamant that one of the things that they have missed since they traded away Cody McLeod is his presence in the locker room, and even when he's in the lineup on the bench as well. He's the kind of guy that really kind of is able to really lead the guys and just give them that extra boost of confidence when they need it. I know you can sit there and say, you know, that's what coaches are supposed to be there for. Sometimes you need a guy who may be a little bit older, a little bit more wiser in terms of everything he's done throughout his entire career to be able to do something like that. I think that's what Cody McLeod really offers for the team. He's not going to explode with stats and stuff on the ice. That's just not the kind of player Cody McLeod is.
Right.
But I know that the team really, really enjoyed him when he was here with them last time. I know his family still lives in Nashville, even though he went to Colorado and then to New York. So this is just going to benefit him even more. He gets to come home and come back to his family every night. So I mean, this is a great move from him, and I think it's going to benefit the Preds, especially in their locker room.
What do you like with Brian Boyle? I know he's a huge guy, and his personal story is pretty unbelievable. He's a guy who beat cancer.
Yes. Yeah. He had gone through treatments for it during the season a couple years ago, and ended up beating it and, you know, won the Masterton Trophy that year. And it's just, you don't see many players undergo cancer treatment and still play a professional sport at the same time.
Right.
And for him to go through that and beat it, come back, and still perform at a high level at 34 years old, it's just amazing to see. You know, I mean, this guy's 6'6", 240 pounds. It's just, and he's got one of the best mustaches in the league. I mean, don't even think twice about it. He's got almost like the guy from Anaheim who was the fighter there. He had this awesome mustache. He was like a Princeton grad, but yeah, like I have a mustache ranking and Brian Boyle's on the top 10 there.
Are they done making moves for mustaches, or do you think they'll maybe add somebody else? What do you think happens?
Poyle didn't sound like
he was done to me.
No, I here's the thing. Poyle is always very cautious about what he says.
Right.
I think he hedged his bets pretty well today when he said, if we don't make any more moves, I'm happy with where our roster is now. But if we see the opportunity to improve our team, we're going to take it. Personally, I don't think they're done.
Yeah.
And I still think there is another move out there that they can make to bolster their top six. I think it's still out there. I think it's just a matter of they don't want to overpay for it to happen. And they also want to make sure it's going to be a good fit for the team to execute that kind of move. But so I wouldn't hold my breath that it's a guarantee that it's going to happen. But I also wouldn't sit here and say that they're done making moves at all.
Christopher Martell with us, host of the Neutral Zone, coming up tonight at 8 o'clock. And, Christopher, I know you've got Kara Hammer coming in studio. That's going to be fun.
Yes, the Hammer's going to join me tonight. She is a whole ball of fun. I'm excited to have her sit down with me tonight. Luke Korak from NHL.com is going to come in and talk. Or he's going to hop on and talk with us about the Blues, the matchup against the Preds this weekend, the home and home. So it should be a really great show tonight at 8 o'clock.
Awesome, man. Appreciate the time. Thanks for helping us break that down.
Anytime, y'all.
All right. There he is, Christopher Martell, at K Martell _sports.